So they came, the king and Haman, to dine with Esther the queen. Then inquired the king to Esther again on the second day at the feast over wine. What is your wish, Esther my queen? It shall be granted to you. What is your request? Even half the kingdom, it shall be fulfilled.
Then Esther the queen answered and said, If I have found favor in your eyes, O king, and it seems good to the king, grant me my life, this is my request, and the life of my people, that is my desire. For we have been sold, myself and my people, to be destroyed, slain, and annihilated. If it were only that, as slaves and servant girls, we had been sold, I would have kept quiet. As things are, the persecutor certainly is not worth the damage done to the king.
And answered King Ahasuerus, saying to Esther the queen, Who is he, and where is he, who put it in his heart to do such a thing? Esther replied, The man, our persecutor and enemy, is this wretch Haman here. And Haman was terrified before the king and the queen. Then the king arose in his wrath from the feast of wine, going to the palace garden. Haman remained to plead for his soul to Esther the queen, for he saw that resolved against him to destroy him was the king.
When the king came back from the palace garden to the hall, to the feast, the banquet of wine, Haman lay prostrate across the couch where Esther was lying. Exclaimed the king, Will he also do this? Ravish her here? Will he assault the queen with me in the palace? When the word came out of the mouth of the king, the face of Haman, they covered it up. Then spoke Harbonah, one of the eunuchs in attendance on the king. What is more, see the stake that has been made by Haman. For Mordecai, spoke good on the king's behalf. It is standing at the house of Haman with a height of 50 cubits, replied the king, Hang him on it. And they hanged Haman on the stake which he had put up for Mordecai, and the wrath of the king was ended.